What's up, guys? Happy Thanksgiving. It is November 23rd, 2023. This is day 2457 as an entrepreneur. And today I'm going to talk about my content strategy for 2024. And I'm going to talk about 8 different platforms that I'm going to be posting on moving forward, which I'm already posting on, but I'm going to start scaling more quantity, just quantity. Alex Hormozi, shout out $100 million leads, says it best. And there is quality and quantity. And every piece of content doesn't need to be high quality. Obviously, you want to deliver a great message and bring value to your audience and your viewers. However, if you do post more content, there is a better chance of you getting seen and getting more exposure. So quantity is really important, and there's definitely ways to arbitrage your content. And when I say arbitrage content, I mean taking one piece of content and turning it into multiple pieces of content. For example, if you post an Instagram reel, okay, and that Instagram reel has a great caption, you take the caption and you post the caption on Threads, okay? If you record a podcast on Audible, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you dictate the audio and you make a blog post out of it, okay? So there's other ways to arbitrage content, and there's ways to multiple arbitrage one piece of content. So this piece of paper right here is a rough draft of my content strategy for 2024. And there are 8 different platforms that I plan on posting on: Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, podcast, Threads, LinkedIn, and email list. They all accomplish something different, but the end goal of all of them is to grow. We want to grow on Instagram. We want to grow on TikTok. We want to grow on YouTube. We want to grow on Facebook. But we also want to grow our listenership on podcasts. We want to grow our following on Threads and LinkedIn. And we also want to grow the people that are on our email list. Okay, but what's really important, if you want to be an entrepreneur for 10,000 days, which I plan on doing, and if I'm an entrepreneur for 10,000 days and I can stick it out and I'm still surviving 10,000 days from when I started, I believe that I will be a very rich man. So that's the goal of this entire series, is documenting 10,000 days as an entrepreneur. Okay, so on this piece of paper, I have the 3 most important pieces of content that are going to be arbitraged. So for example, this video right here that you're watching right now is going to be a 10-minute, 12-minute video on YouTube. This is a long-form piece of content. Well, what I'm going to do with this long-form piece of content is I'm going to create 3 reels, short form, from this one video. And those 3 reels are all going to be posted on TikTok, and they're all going to be posted on YouTube Shorts. So from one long-form video that I'm posting on YouTube right now, I'm going to create another 3 pieces of content that are going to be posted on 2 different platforms. So, you know, depending on how you want to, the semantics of this conversation, that is another 6 pieces of content, right? And it requires very, very minimal work to just arbitrage the long form piece of content into short form reels, okay? But also, to take it a step further, each reel is going to have a caption. Obviously. So this caption that I'm going to post at the bottom of the 3 reels that are going to come out of this long form piece of content, I'm going to post on Threads and I'm going to post on LinkedIn. So that's 3 Threads and that's 3 LinkedIn posts. So from one long form piece of content that I'm posting on YouTube, I'm getting 3 TikToks, 3 YouTube Shorts, 3 Threads, and 3 LinkedIn posts. So that is 13 pieces of content. Excuse me, that's 13 pieces of content I'm getting from this one video, okay? So that's how I plan on arbitraging this content. Now, if it's a video that can be posted as a podcast, and this type of video may be good for a podcast. You know what? Actually, to my VA that's watching this, let's make this a podcast episode just to prove the point on content arbitrage. So I'm going to take this long form piece of content, this YouTube video, I'm going to publish it as a podcast. So now we have 14 pieces of content out of this one long form video. And not only are we going to post it as a podcast, but we're also going to dictate the audio into word form, and we're going to publish it as a blog post, as my content strategy for 2024. And maybe even we take it a step further and we post an Instagram story promoting the podcast or promoting the blog. And from there, we drive traffic to the email list and say, hey, if you want to get my content strategy for 2024, and maybe we make a very simple PDF, or I literally just take a picture. Literally, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to take a picture of this, and this is going to be a lead magnet that I'm going to have people get if they're willing to click a link in my Instagram story, give me their contact information, and then I will in return give them this. So now we're at like 15 pieces of content, which is also driving traffic to the email list. Okay, so that's what we're gonna do with this long form YouTube video. Now the next one that I wanna talk about, I guess I'll talk about podcasts because I kinda already gave you guys the detail and context on how we arbitrage a podcast. But to take it a little step further, we have a podcast episode. Okay. On that podcast episode, we obviously are going to also post it on YouTube, which is something I'm already doing. But out of that podcast episode, we create three reels. Okay. We create three reels from that podcast and we post them on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. Now, I'm not saying to post them on Instagram. You're probably like, well, what about Instagram? Why are you posting them on Instagram? Instagram, for me, psychologically, is a lot different in a few ways. You all right? Instagram for me is a lot different in a few ways because I have a follow, like a good following on Instagram. Last month, I reached close to 900,000 accounts, and I have 312,000 followers on Instagram. So I have a little bit of fear about posting on Instagram too much because I don't want to lose more followers. I've lost a lot of followers recently, even though I've gained a lot as well. I'm a little afraid of quantity at scale on Instagram. So I'm really trying to focus on quality on Instagram, and I'm going to get to my Instagram arbitrage content strategy after I talk about podcasts. But let's get back to podcasts. So I post a podcast. Let's say I record three podcasts a week. Those three podcasts are going to be long form YouTube videos that I'm going to post on my YouTube channel. They're also going to be arbitrage into short form content, reels, shorts. So each podcast is going to be three reels that we post on TikTok, YouTube Shorts, and probably IG Story. So from one podcast, we're getting a podcast, we're getting three shorts, we're getting three TikToks, and also, we're going to dictate the audio to word form, type form, and we're going to post it as a blog post, okay? Last but not least, Instagram. Now, Instagram, for me, and you know, what works best for Zach might not work best for you, and vice versa, okay? But for me, Instagram, I have a little bit of fear of posting too much on Instagram. I really want to focus on quality when it comes to Instagram, so not saying this is the right way to do it. I'm just telling you guys my content strategy. And if you guys have any advice on things I could do better, or if you have any advice on some things that may help me, please drop it in the comments. So Instagram. So I plan on posting two Instagram reels per day. Now these two Instagram reels that I'm posting every single day are obviously I'm going to be posting on TikTok as well, on YouTube Shorts as well, and on Facebook. Okay. And then from those two reels, I take the caption and I paraphrase it and I turn it into a thread. So that's going to be two threads per day and two LinkedIn posts per day. So from the two reels that I plan on posting on Instagram every single day, I'm also getting two TikToks, two YouTube Shorts, two threads, and two LinkedIn posts. So I mean, we call it 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, at least 10 more pieces of content. So just between my long form and my Instagram, we're now at 23 pieces of content per day. 23 pieces of content per day. Okay, if we do 23 pieces of content every single day for the entire year, which let's be real, I am definitely shooting for the stars here. I'm not saying that this is going to be easy. It's not, but I've definitely increased my cadence a lot when it comes to content over the past year and a half, and definitely in the past 3 to 6 months, my cadence of content, how much content I'm posting has probably doubled. I would love to go back and figure out how much more I've been posting on social media and on podcasts and things like that. But if we post 23 pieces of content every single day, we've now posted 8,395 pieces of content. And if we post 8,395 pieces of content, there is a 110% chance that we're going to grow. So this is the content strategy. I am going to execute what I talked about in this video about making this a podcast, dictating it as a blog, taking the blog, putting it on my Instagram story, and telling people to opt into my email list if they want to get the content strategy for 2024. And if you guys have any comments, or if you guys have any feedback, or if you have anything that you think you can help me with, like if there's anything of value that you provide that you can help your boy with, please, please, by all means, let me know. You guys have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll see you guys on the next episode of 10,000 Days as an Entrepreneur.